T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
St. Margaret of Shawnee turned into a Frisbee one day in 1986. Ozzy Osbourne's The Ultimate Sin. I never found it again, never listened to it once. Cost me 18 Deutschmarks, which back then was about $6 in American money. Keyword to cash is pop. Pop. You would think after 30 years I would get over that. Pop. 72881. Text it in, and you are in the running for $1,000. Message and data rates may apply.
Red Sox held their big victory parade for the World Series today.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear what happened?
There was a large caravan.
There was. Duck boat parade. Yeah. And then some guy threw a full can of beer at one of the duck boats. And it hit the World Series trophy, damaging it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how you get a good-fashioned beatdown.
Oh.
Was he from New York?
I don't think he meant to actually hit the trophy.
Why'd he throw the beer can?
I don't know.
Sign that guy to a contract.
19-year-old Patrick Connolly was charged with disorderly conduct and assault and battery with a dangerous weapon.
Oh.
Yeah.
You hit the old World Series trophy we just brought home with your can of beer, you drunk 19-year-old moron. Okie dokie.
How'd you like to be that guy?
I would not like to be that guy. Because I imagine he's gonna be like that. What's his face from Chicago years ago? Remember that poor guy that
The most hated baseball
was ostracized
fan ever
when he reached over and grabbed that foul ball.
If you're at a parade and you're 19 and you're drunk, shouldn't you not draw attention to yourself?
It's good point.
Where it's illegal for you to be drunk there. In public.
It's illegal for you to be holding a can of beer in your hand.
Well, he wasn't. Public. He was throwing it.
True.
Alex Cora was also hit by it after it bounced off the trophy, of course.
The player?
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
Plus, cans are heavy. Heavy.
Especially if they're full.
Do you know what else is heavy?
It's a perfectly good waste of a can of beer.
Do you have hedge apples in your yard?
Yeah, those things
are
heavy.
Don't let your son outside, and here's why. The ones falling from the sky right now will kill you. They are the size of pumpkins. They are harder, and they're falling from like 3 stories up. If that lands just right on your noggin, you're dead. Have you heard them drop out of the sky? Boom! 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 Boom!
First of all, they don't drop out of the sky. It's not like rain.
They drop out of a tree.
It's rain when it knocks you in your head.
Have you been hit by one yet?
I was picking them up last night in the yard, and I kept thinking, okay, I don't want one of them to fall and knock me in the head. Because I really do believe if it hit you right here, it would kill you. And then people would think that, some serial killer sneaked into my backyard and whacked me on the back of the head with a hammer, and it was a hedge apple. The ones in my yard, Scott, are this big.
Why would you have that tree in your yard to begin with?
There's like 9 of them. We have...
Why won't you cut that tree down?
1,000 hedge apples in our yard right now.
Do they serve any purpose?
No.
Can you eat them?
No.
Then why?
People bringing them inside for decoration, I would highly suggest you don't do that. We did that one year, and fly laid eggs.
Ew.
Yeah, in the soft tissue of the apple. So I know you see it on Pinterest. What they don't show you on Pinterest is the maggots.
Gross.
It was gross.
What are they called? Hedge apples? Is that the actual term?
I think so. Or hedge balls. My dad called them hedge balls. Pick up the hedge balls.
Hedge. Yep, there it is. Apples. Why would you have that in your yard? I don't understand. I see these on the side of the roads all the time. Facts and myths about hedge apples.
Some people claim they help control spiders. I've never seen that work.
They are being sold at farmers markets, garden centers, other locations. Many people have heard that these fruits can be used as an insect repellent. But the truth is that many people don't know much else about this unusual tree and its fruit. The Osage orange, that's the name of the tree, is a small to me, who cares? Uses of the Osage orange. The wood is very heavy, very hard, very durable.
And I don't think it's good for burning.
The no, it's fruit, great for burning.
Or is it great? Is
yeah,
it,
it's good for burning.
It's good for
yeah.
burning?
Mm-hmm. It is the finest wood for bows, for bows and arrows.
Oh, for bows and arrows. Mm-hmm. It's very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Bows.
What'd you say?
Hard. It's very, very hard.
Yeah. The fruit of the Osage orange, the hedge apple, is a nuisance in the home landscape and has very little value. They are not an important source of food for wildlife, as most birds and animals find the fruit unpalatable. The thorny trees do provide nesting and cover for some wildlife. Why don't you have this tree cut down? It serves no purpose.
They are not. I don't believe they are all in my yard. I'm not sure. I would have to look. And here's the other thing about it. It's a pain when those hedge apples drop. However, the shade they provide is amazing. It's a ton of cover and a ton of shade. And I do so I do like that in the summer. You know?
The milky juice inside the stems and the fruit is actually a skin irritant.
Ugh.
So they say use gloves.
And it's sticky. Like if you get that on you picking them up, I always wear gloves. You could use that stuff as glue.
Apparently they can help predict winter weather.
Now somebody said to me, if you put them in your house, they ward off, I think it was ants or spiders.
Spiders, yeah.
I think that's an old wives'
it
tale.
It is. It's folklore.
The fruit, the hedge apple, is largely considered inedible. It is largely due to its horrific taste, but it is not poisonous. It will not kill you if you do eat it.
Okay, so according to Farmer's Almanac, there are three things to look for when predicting winter weather based on hedge apples. If hedge apples fall from trees later than usual, this is said to indicate the coming winter will be cold and snowy. If the hedge apple trees produce more fruits than usual, winter will be harsh. And if hedge apples are larger than normal, it suggests that winter temperatures will be colder, while smaller hedge apples indicate a milder winter.
Well, mine are the size of bowling balls, and they'll kill you.
So we're all going to freeze our butts
That's
off.
That's what it sounds like.
Got it.
Okay. Farmers love the Osage orange tree wood because it doesn't rot. And usually when you see a fence post made out of wood, it is from the Osage orange tree. Okay. Apparently the wood burns really, really hot. Squirrels love the hedge balls. You know, I've talked about a lot of things on this show. I never thought I'd ever talk about hedge apples.
Yeah. The other day we had one fall on our fence and knocked down my potted plant. I have like a planter, a big planter. These things are so big that when it fell, it landed on the planter. The entire planter shattered and landed on the ground. The hedge apple landed at the top of the fence, like impaled itself. And I look out the window this morning and there's a squirrel. No, it just landed just right and stuck there. And there's a squirrel just going to town on the hedge ball. I'm like, really? I don't know why they're useless to everybody, but squirrels love them.
Or eating it.
Eating it.
Oh, well, you said it was going to town. So.
Eating the hedge apple.
I thought you meant humping
no,
it.
No, he's not humping a hedge apple.
Why would a squirrel do that?
I don't know.
She said the squirrel was going to town.
I meant eating.
When I hear going
I'd
to
like,
town,
really?
I think humping.
What is wrong with you? When the kids were toddlers, I wouldn't let him play out back during this span of time.
At all?
Nope.
Why don't you have not answered my question? Why don't you have this tree cut down?
Because I like the cover in the summer.
Plant a different tree. Plant a maple tree out there.
What, so in 30 years I have cover? I can't knock down a tree. Mm-mm.
Oh, so you're going to let this botanist killer out in your backyard?
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
I also put all of the hedge apples in one of those lawn bags, and then realized after putting 50 of them in there, I couldn't drag the lawn bag to the curb.
They won't pick it up if it's over 50 pounds.
So poor Chris gets home, and I'm like, so, picked up the hedge apples tonight. It's in the backyard. I can't get it out.
You want to work out?
He came in huffing and puffing.
You won't even let this man shovel the front drive because you're afraid he's going to have a heart attack.
We have a wheelbarrow. And I said, just put him in the wheelbarrow and drag it out there. I tried. And then I was afraid it was going to rain. And then, you know, it's a mess if it rains. Anyway.
All right. Are you one of those people that when they move puts all the books in one box? And then goes, just that one box.
Just that one.
My wife did that once. We went to move. She put every book in the house in one box. I'm like, are you
like
insane? She's like, what? I'm like, try to move that thing. She's like, well, I just figured you'd move it. I'm like,
Women. They just don't care. What are we going to name the baby?
No idea yet.
48 hours from now, we're going to have a new edition.
I know.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm so ready. So ready.
The tarry poop and...
It's better than being uncomfortable.
Hey, where's
all the
Charlie?
Time.
I thought Charlie was coming by today.
About an hour. He'll be here.
Oh, he'll be here at 5:30. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, cool. Dana Wright, Kara Marks at Red Babcock, Scott Parks. Happy Halloween, KMBC.
Hey, there is only one name you need to know for appliance Black Friday savings, and they are starting now at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Dana Wright here. The more you buy, the more you save on major appliances. Save $100 up to $600 on select major appliance bundles. Save up to 65% off suggested retail on select major appliances. And free delivery and basic setup on qualifying purchases $299 or more. Save even more this holiday season with 24 months financing on qualifying purchases $499 or more. Check out more than 700 on display. They're all right there in one spot. It makes it so easy to find the perfect appliance for you and for your budget. Their selection is all in one place. Man, you're going to love it. We just bought our stove out there. The Mart's knowledgeable sales professionals and installation services make the whole thing so easy. Now is the time to get Black Friday savings on appliances at Nebraska Furniture Mart. See the store for details.
Hey, Coats for Kids is officially underway. Let's check in today and bring in KMBZ's Mike Wickett. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, Scott? Thank you guys so much, man. Coats for Kids 2018, you're right. It is underway. The fall weather is here, which means winter weather is going to be next. There are a lot of kids this winter that aren't going to have coats for whatever reason. We want you to do your part. Help us collect as many coats as we can. I'm going to be out until 6 o'clock. I'm here right now at the Pride Cleaners in Shawnee Mission Parkway and Kavira. This place actually shares a drive-thru with a Dunkin' Donuts, which is easy for you and awesome as well. So come on down with your gently used or brand-new coat and drop it off. The Pride Cleaners is going to be here until 6 o'clock. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Wholesale Batteries, our presenting sponsor, along with some of the others, including Benjamin Franklin, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Honeywell. All of those are great sponsors. But look, the weather's going to change. We need your help. Drop the coats off at any area Pride Cleaners. Going to be at the one in Shawnee on Shawnee Mission Parkway until 6 o'clock. Mark Wickett, 98.1 KMBZ.
No one cares. Nobody knows.
All right, story here. From the Charlotte Observer. The mother of a one-year-old who drowned during Hurricane Florence has now been charged with involuntary manslaughter. Dazia Lee, who is 20 years old, has been served with a summons and has a November court date. She is also charged with driving on a closed or unopened highway. I don't know the difference. Lee was driving with her son Caden in obviously wet weather. It was during Hurricane Florence. On the night of September 16th, when Union County, North Carolina, was seeing flooding and other effects from the hurricane. Soon after Caden died, Lee told the Washington Post and other news outlets that she saw people driving across a bridge over Richardson Creek, and they seemed to be fine, although she also did see barricades nearby. Quoting here from Union County Sheriff Eddie Caffey, I can tell you, that the barricades were up there. Whether someone else moved those barricades and she drove around them, I can't say. Officials say Lee's car was swept off the road as she tried to drive over the bridge that night. Lee was able to get out of her seat and get Caden out of his car seat,
but she lost her grip on her son as she tried to maneuver them both through the flood water.
Remind me, I'm sorry, how old is he again?
One.
Oh, God. So you have a screaming, writhing, wet toddler in your hands, just so we can paint more of a horrifying picture.
Yes. And she, the mother, who drove over the bridge over Richardson Creek after seeing other cars do the same thing. The sheriff says the road had been barricaded, but he can't say whether or not those barricades had been moved. Mom tries to drive over the same bridge. Car is swept off the bridge by the rising floodwaters. She gets herself and the kid out of the car. But as they maneuver through the floodwater, she loses her grip on her one-year-old son. He dies. His body was discovered the next day. She is now charged with involuntary manslaughter.
I can't believe they've charged her, Scott. I can't. First of all, there's no intent. This is an act of nature. We all know we're not supposed to drive into the water, but it happens. What was visibility?
I have no idea. It doesn't say. Do you charge anybody who doesn't flee a hurricane area?
That is the question I wanted to ask, because when they were talking about this on Middays today, the only analogy that I could come up with where there is a foreseeable risk to your family by you acting or not acting is when the hurricane is bearing down and you see these people going, I'm not leaving, I'm staying right here. I believe you have the right to make that decision. I don't believe you have the right to write your son's social security number on his toddler arm and make that decision for a child when there's a Category 5 heading toward your house.
What if you don't have the means to get out?
The issue I've always had with the hurricane, Scott, is that you have a full week's notice, if not more. I just don't see in this case, especially with poor visibility, and I'm going to look it up because I recall they said this was at night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm married to a man who lost his truck last year in torrential rains. So it happened so quickly. So quickly. This is not the same scenario as leaving a loaded gun around to me.
576-7798. This mother has been charged with involuntary manslaughter. She drove her car over a bridge in North Carolina over Richardson Creek in Union County. She says she had seen other cars do the same thing. Maybe her car's a little bit different. It was swept off the bridge by the rising floodwater. She was able to get herself and her one-year-old son out of the car. But as they were maneuvering through the floodwaters, she lost her grip on her son, and he is dead. She has now been charged with involuntary manslaughter. What do you do with people who don't flee a hurricane? Who stay in their homes? Who keep their children with them? Do we charge them too? 576-7798. 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Marxer.
The president has a new reason why he thinks he can end birthright citizenship. Details next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. Drove to work today in my brand new 2019 Kia Sportage, and I'm telling you, they've made incredible improvements with Kia. If you're looking for comfort, safety, affordability, there's only one, actually two, places to shop, Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and that is a rating well-earned, and they're proud of it, and they should be. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. Gadgets and options, we all like those, right? Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, of course, rear view camera, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay, keyless ignition. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself. And then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
4:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Marxer. President Trump defended his plan to end birthright citizenship today. Speaking to reporters as he left the White House for Florida, the president said he thinks he can implement the plan either through a bill in Congress or an executive order.
If President Obama can get DACA approved, if you look at DACA, where he actually said, well, this isn't legal or this I can't do, but I'll do it anyway. And then he gets a judge to approve it. And it'll ultimately be decided by the Supreme Court, I hope quickly. But certainly if he can do DACA, we can do this by executive order.
Dating back to the 1800s, anyone born on American soil, regardless of their parents' citizenship status, is considered a U.S. citizen. The price tag for the new KCI single terminal now approaching $2 billion, including financing costs. The developer, Edgemoor, says the increases are because the airlines are requesting more gates, larger passenger holding areas, and increased parking space for jets. The airlines and airport users will pay for the project. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Dana right here for Dr. Tague in the Center for Nutrition in Leawood at 135th and Row. What are you waiting for? Give Dr. Tague a call. Whether you want to lose 20 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, or more, Dr. Tague with medically managed weight loss and a program tailored just for you is standing by to help you, and you are going to love his fantastic, supportive staff. I am telling you, support like you have never seen support. If you are tired of banging your head against a wall, if you have tried every other diet out there, this is not a diet at the Center for Nutrition. They will get to the bottom of your metabolism issue, your personal struggle with not only losing weight, but keeping the weight off. It's what they do. Medically managed weight loss. Give it a try. The holidays are right around the corner. Wouldn't you love to go into the new year down weight instead of over weight? Call Dr. Tague, 913-814-8222, 913-814-8222, or TagueNutrition.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
Skies look threatening, and there's a little bit of Virga showing up on the radar. That means rain that's evaporating before it hits the ground, so I don't even think we have to worry about sprinkles. Otherwise, a cloudy sky for trick-or-treating, temperatures in the 50s. The wind will make it feel a little cooler than that, but out of the north, dying down at 5 miles an hour. 41 tomorrow morning, afternoon high of 59 degrees. Starting off cloudy, a little bit of sunshine peaks through in the afternoon. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It is 57 right now at KCI, 57 downtown, 57 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard. And he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-o, yippee-i-o. Ghost riders in the sky.
All right, somebody writes in. 4818, good question. What do you do with a parent whose kid dies because the parent was driving while intoxicated? That and driving through floodwaters or both?
Wait. I understand what they're saying. However, driving while intoxicated is against the law. Driving through water when you are not sure.
Through a barricaded road is against the law.
She claims the barrels were not there when she arrived.
Okay.
And I don't think this is criminal. I think it's horrifying, but I don't think it's criminal. There was some video this week, and I could almost be swayed in this case, where a bus driver went through an enormous river of water. And it shows the video on dash cam. Scott, did you see it? It's really scary. You can see the front of the bus because it's pointing away from the bus toward the water. And the bus sees the water, and the water is how I would describe it, as rushing. It is rushing, babbling, brook-type water. And the bus keeps going. The bus starts sliding off to the right, and you can tell the bus is moving. Was there also a bus driver in Raytown who did this recently?
I'm not familiar.
All of these stories were in broad daylight. To me, under that circumstance, where you see that water and there were no other cars around and you think, yeah, I'm gonna roll the dice there, and you are in charge of the safety of 10 kids or 20 kids on that bus, I do think someone should be in trouble for that, and whether that's a job loss or a reprimand or something like that, we can discuss. But where this woman is just blindly following like a lost sheep, other cars going over this water— and her car picks up and starts moving, do you charge everybody who went through the water?
Let me ask you this very quickly, if I may. I'm reading up on Hurricane Florence. By the evening of September 13th, okay, Florence had been downgraded to a Category 1 hurricane, though the storm began to stall as it neared the Carolina coastline. You remember?
Yeah.
It just parked itself over the Carolinas. Early on September 14th,
okay,
Florence made landfall in the United States near Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, and weakened further as it slowly moved inland. So this is in the early morning hours of September 14th that Hurricane Florence makes landfall.
Yep.
She drove over that bridge 2 days later. She wasn't driving in a hurricane. The hurricane,
yeah,
theoretically had passed.
This was the water and the rising water after the hurricane gets out of there.
As the hurricane, yes, moves inland, yes, and all that water is making its way to the Atlantic Ocean, then she tries to cross the bridge. It was 2 days after the hurricane made landfall. It wasn't even a hurricane anymore. She was just driving in rainy weather.
But think about the group think at play here. And I'm not justifying what she did, but think about the group think at play here, where you see one car go through, and you see another car go through.
Sure.
Everybody else is going through. We see this in all kinds of scenarios, Scott, where if one or two or three people go before you, psychologically,
sure,
you think, well, this must be okay. They're doing it. The barrels are over there. Okay. I see how it happened, and I think it is so horrifying. She is going to pay for this for the rest of her life in ways that we would not even want to know.
Now, we talked about whether or not parents could be responsible, and by that I mean liable under the law, for not evacuating as a hurricane approaches, okay? Mm-hmm. Let me show you a map of North Carolina, and I'm going to show you, this happened in Union County, which is where Charlotte is located, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you how far away Charlotte is from the coast. It is seven counties,
yeah,
away from the coast. Do you evacuate an entire state?
No, I think you evacuate the coastal areas.
She was not on the coast. She was seven counties, yeah, inland.
I heard someone say earlier today, she should have known because she's from there and you know that hurricanes bring water.
I would not have evacuated if I lived in Union County, North Carolina. I'm seven counties away from the coast. I'm hours away from the coast.
Right. And people will tell you, and I have relatives who live on the Gulf, am I just supposed to leave my job, my hourly wage job? There will be no paycheck for me if I up and move north for a few days. I don't even know that my job will be waiting for me when I come back.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you charged this woman. I don't think technically she did anything. Now, was she not wise? Yes. Yeah. But laws are intended, the way I understand laws, and maybe I'm just a big dumb kid from Lansing. I don't know. But laws are intended to direct our moral, what we define as societal moral behavior. You don't want me breaking into your house. That would be morally wrong. You don't want me stealing your stuff, Dana. You don't want,
right,
me taking your life. You don't want me driving drunk. Laws are designed to correct or steer our moral societal behavior.
Yeah.
What did she do wrong morally? She was driving her car. She saw other cars go across the bridge. She assumed, sadly, wrongly, that it was safe, or at least safe enough.
Would you feel differently, because I could probably be swayed under this circumstance, if there was a large orange and white barrier sign that said, road flooded, do not enter? I could entertain the argument.
Yeah, maybe.
If there was a big barrier there with the sandbags weighing it down that said, flooded road, danger, turn back, do not enter. Then you could be like, really, how much of a hurry were you in that you went around the sign? Yeah. I don't think it's criminal. I think it makes you not the wisest person.
Let me throw one out for you.
It's not criminal.
Let me throw one out for you. A child is killed, but the parent survives as the parent goes around a railroad crossing and is struck by a train.
There's a law. It's against the law to go around a railroad crossing.
Now, that is true.
Give me something where it's not against the law, but you do something dumb as a parent that leads to your child's death.
The railroad crossing did not come down. They malfunctioned, but I saw the train coming and
you thought you had time.
It.
I don't think you charge him if the arm wasn't down. Because it says it's illegal if the arm isn't, if the arm is down and the lights are flashing, I know that's a law. Okay. You can't do that.
I hear the ding, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm.
I see the train coming. The arms don't come down. I think I got it.
I got time. You know, I used to think for the longest time when it said, you know, there was like a public service announcement, okay? And it was making the rounds maybe back in the 80s. And it said, do not race a train, you will lose. And mm-hmm. that was the public service announcement. I swear to Moses, I thought that meant do not race a train in a parallel fashion, and I did not understand why anyone or how you could even race a train.
What?
The PSA was don't race a train. I thought it meant this way. Like, I'm gonna beat you this way. I won. I'm telling you, I was like in my teens or 20s. There was this huge PSA about not racing a train. They need to say don't try to beat the train. Not try to race the train. It's like, why would anyone race a train?
Did your mom drink when she was pregnant?
I mean, clearly a car is going to go faster than one of those trains.
Did you have fetal alcohol syndrome?
No, I'm telling you.
The baby crib had lead-based paint.
Whoever wrote that PSA, do not beat a train.
Jeez,
not don't race a train.
I understand. When I was a kid, I was watching Saturday morning cartoons. Smokey the Bear came on and said, only you can prevent forest fires. And I didn't sleep for like a week because I'm like, what am I supposed to do, man?
What am I doing? Go out and prevent it, Rod.
It's just me.
Okie dokie. Let me ask you a question. Years ago, and by years ago, I mean like 4 years ago, there was a teacher in Blue Springs.
No.
Who drove her child, she thought, to daycare, but didn't. And actually drove the child to school and parked the car on a hot day. She gets into the car after school and drives to the daycare only to find that her daughter or son, I can't remember what it was not there. It dawns on her she had never been there that morning. She goes back to the car only to find her child dead in the back seat. This was a local story, and I know you remember it well. Both of us said she had been charged enough, that she had been punished enough because of the mistake she had made.
There is a difference in those two cases, and it's a small difference, but it is a significant difference.
Hmm.
The mother in the hot car case, in any of those cases, did not see the child in the back seat, look at the temperature, and think, it's only 82 out. I could probably leave the kid in the car. That is a different scenario than when you are in a car driving through high water. You are making the conscious decision to roll the dice.
Okay.
I'm going to drive through that water. I saw that car do it. I saw that car do it. In the leaving the baby in the car case, there is no mental decision whatsoever whether
okay.
or not to leave the child in the car. You don't know the child's in the car.
Very quickly, let's bring this closer to home. You are driving down I-35 one April afternoon, and you look in your rearview mirror. There is an F3 tornado barreling down I-35 right behind you.
Okay.
You do not pull your car over and get into the ditch, the lowest possible place you can find. You try to outrun the tornado. The tornado catches up to you. It sucks your kid out of the car, and your child dies. The car is thrown, but you miraculously survive. Are you guilty of involuntary manslaughter? Yes or no?
No.
What's the difference?
I don't think there's any difference, Scott. You're on a golf course with your child. You see lightning. And you think to yourself, we can get another couple.
Here, kid, hold the putter.
Hold my putter. And lightning strikes and kills your kid. I mean, I just think this is, you put all of these scenarios under bad choice that led to a horrifying outcome.
And I would agree with you on that. 576-7798. Hey, it's Scott Parks with exciting news. And I just got word today, by the way, they open tomorrow. A totally new kind of jewelry store is about to open here in the Kansas City area. One that will forever change how you buy diamonds and find jewelry. It is Diamonds Direct, a diamond powerhouse opening very soon. I got word it's tomorrow at 119th and Row. Diamonds Direct is a radical concept started by former diamond wholesalers. And it's really simple. No middleman. Direct importer prices and guaranteed to beat anyone in town. And I know what you're thinking. Scott, come on, man. This must be some big warehouse. It's cold. It's not inviting. Wrong. Diamonds Direct has a beautiful showroom with a selection that is up to 30 times larger than what you will find at other stores, including more than 4,000 designer rings from all the brands that women are asking for. Plus, Diamonds Direct has a monster vault of diamonds in all shapes and sizes, from a half carat to 10 carats. It's a disruptor, and you're going to love it. Diamonds Direct. If you're thinking about getting a great Christmas gift, you have never seen so many choices. But whatever you do, don't buy an engagement ring or any piece of diamond jewelry until you discover the all-new Diamonds Direct, opening very soon at 119th and Row, right next to Town Center Plaza. Hey, it's Coats for Kids 2018. Let's check in with KMBZ's Mike Wiggett. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Dan and Parks? Out here at the Pride Cleaners in Shawnee Mission Parkway in Tavira. Flipping coats. Kids are going to need these once the weather does turn. You can love all this fall weather, but that means winter is on its way. And way too many kids don't have a coat. That's where you come in. Drop off any gently used or a new coat over at any Pride Cleaners. You can come on down today. Going to be at this one until 6 o'clock again, Shawnee Mission Parkway in Kavira. And then we will collect them all by December the 7th. We'll get them all cleaned up and given to the kids who are going to need them, because this weather is definitely going to change, and too many kids need these coats. That's what they need your help with, and we want you to stop by now again. Any Pride Cleaners now through the 7th. Thanks to all of our sponsors, including, of course, our presenting sponsor, Wholesale Batteries. Going to be here until 6 o'clock, guys, at the Pride Cleaners, Shawnee Mission Parkway in Kavira. Mike Wickett, 91 KMBZ.
I put a spell on you.
All right, let's get everybody in here real quick. Kevin in Lee Summit. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, real quick. Okay, first of all, I don't believe this woman should be punished for this at all. This was an accident, okay? But I wonder for the people that have the same sympathy that I have for this woman, would they have the same sympathy if she was black? And this is why I say this. If you remember, you had about a year, 2 years ago, a guy had his gun on top of the refrigerator where they kept the cereal. Mm-hmm. Bad idea. There's no law that says that you have to have a gun or your gun in a gun safe. And what happened to Ken, that the kid ended up killing himself. He goes to jail. Nobody has sympathy for him. Bad decision. You see what I'm saying?
Well, but because, Kevin, wait, let me stop you. You said, I wonder if everybody would have sympathy for this woman like they do now if she was black.
I don't know her race.
I believe she is black.
Oh, she is?
Yes. The child is.
Okay. Okay. But you see what I'm saying? Both bad decisions. You saw somebody else do something, so you figured, hey, you could do the same thing.
Yeah.
Same scenario. You grew up around guns loosely around your house because of our age, Scott. That generation did. When somebody told you not to do something, don't mess with anything, you could do that then. Nowadays, you cannot do that. But because that was your upbringing or background, maybe the situation, you felt comfortable leaving your gun on top of the refrigerator. Like I said, bad idea, wrong decision, but look what happens. He goes to jail. Nobody has sympathy for his bad decision.
Right on. All right, Kevin, glad to get you in, man. Dawn in Independence. Hello, Dawn.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Go ahead.
I Totally disagree. I have no sympathy. I think that children are precious cargo, and we need to stop and think when they're in our car, when they're in our house. The gentleman before us, guns belong in a safe place. They shouldn't be just left around on a top of a. I'm all about the Second Amendment. Don't get me wrong there, but you know, kids are precious. And if we have to go 5 miles out of the way to avoid the possibility of them getting hurt in a river, then we need to go 5 miles out of the way. And same with, you know, if we need to make sure that they're not in the back seat. And, you know, shame on the people that leave them in the car running so that they can get the car. I mean, when are we going to learn? The same for the people that are speeding away from the police and they've got the kid in the back seat. You know, it's the kids are precious. And any time a parent or a guardian puts the kid at risk, they need to be punished.
All right, let me stop you there.
I would agree with you if a law is broken. And case in point, at Oak Park Mall, when shots were fired Saturday, there is a witness who says that the shooter was holding a baby, put down the baby, grabbed a gun, and started shooting. But again, a law there was broken.
Keyword cash is AVID, A-V-I-D, AVID. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Your keyword this hour is AVID. To the newsroom, here is Kara Markson.
Happening now on KMBZ, the Jackson County Sheriff says they're cracking down on non-compliant sex offenders. Details next.
You know, one of the most important things that we do for our health is something we do every morning and should do every night. Most of us do, brushing our teeth. Yet most of us don't do it properly. Hey, it's Scott Parks to tell you about a revolutionary change in something you're all too familiar with. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Quip was designed, in fact, to make brushing your teeth simpler, more affordable, dare I say, enjoyable. I just ordered my first Quip, got it in the mail last week. I love this toothbrush. In fact, I even ordered another one for my daughter before she heads off to college. Quip electric toothbrushes come with sensitive sonic vibrations, which are gentle enough on sensitive gums. But you know why they did that? Because most people brush too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. Not with Quip. A built-in two-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, helping glide a full and even clean. We're a Quip family now. You should be too. Backed by more than 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/parks right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.